There's too much action. I love some action, but I also like to breathe too. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brothers Movie Factory. Gus here, riding solo, and when Ben is away, Gus will play and talk about what is ever on his mind. Gus's thoughts, if you will. I just saw Jurassic World Dominion, the latest of the Jurassic Park saga, and as they say, the end of it. We'll see about that. Money does indeed talk. If you've been following the Brothers Movie Factory, you will know that we've covered a few of the Jurassic Park films last week, at least of the time of this episode coming out. We discussed Jurassic Park 3 and our thoughts on that, and throughout 1, 2, and 3 of our discussions on the Jurassic Park movies, we've kind of covered the franchise. Including the two World movies that we currently have, World and Fallen Kingdom. And, you know, I had some anticipation with Jurassic World Dominion, and finally got to see it. So I did feel the need to talk about it. Now, this is a spoiler discussion with myself and you, you spit listener, you. But this is certainly on the fly. No, there's like not much preparation here. I just felt the need to kind of spew these words out into a microphone and put it out there for whoever's listening to hear. And perhaps you have the same thoughts, or maybe you don't, and we could have a discussion on that. But I just felt the need to start talking about this because here comes the spoiler stuff. I was offended by this movie, and that's why I felt the need to really talk about it. I'd done a Gus's thoughts in the past. I talked about Zack Snyder's cut of Justice League, and that's sort of topical now in today's society as well. But I talked about that because I felt it deserved like a little individual conversation, because at the time, it was like fans kind of willed it into existence. So I felt the need to talk about it. Well, this one, like I said, it insulted me, so I feel the need to talk about it. Because I'm a lifelong Jurassic Park fan who, I'll say a child of the 90s, but who in general wasn't awed, is awed a word? In awe of what we got to see in Jurassic Park. Seeing those dinosaurs for the first time, you would believe dinosaurs existed, damn it. Who wasn't inspired by those movies, whether filmmaking purposes or character studies or even just by dinosaurs in general? I know I certainly was. I've said that on the pod many times. I went through a dinosaur phase. Jurassic Park, of course, had something to do with that. Jurassic Park 3. I'm very nostalgic for, you know, growing up and playing Legos and making our own dinosaur adventures around that time. Lost World, Jurassic Park. That was my brother's first movie he ever saw in the theater. A lot of nostalgia for it. Jurassic World. I've kind of waned on that movie over the years, but I remember the first time I saw it, just that excitement of seeing dinosaurs again. Fallen Kingdom, though, was, in my opinion, a big old fart box. Now, I am just a person. I am just a guy saying his opinion. All right, so although I'm saying what I'm saying, doesn't make it fact, doesn't make it law. Everyone has their own opinion. So there are people out there who love Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Clearly, it made $1.3 billion. Hence why we have this new film, Jurassic World Dominion. I wanted to say that opinion thing right out the gate, because I'm sure there's people who will enjoy this movie. And here's another spoiler thing, sort of. There are people who will like this movie more than, we'll say, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. I'm not one of those people. Unfortunately, I do feel this is the worst film in the franchise, and it's mainly because I feel personally offended by it, and I will discuss why. But it had a lot of hype. You know, you had the Jurassic World crew, like not only filmmakers, but characters. Okay, you had Owen, you had Claire, you had Blue, the raptor. You know, you had all these newcomers. But nostalgic people like me wanted the old characters back. And when they finally announced that these old characters are coming back, it was really exciting, the thought of them interacting with these new characters. We got a little Jeff Goldblum, Ian Malcolm in Fallen Kingdom. But once again, that was kind of a spit in the eye because we didn't really know how, like, the extent of him being in this movie. The fact that he was only in, like, technically two scenes, but they certainly filmed those two scenes in one take kind of deal, was a bit of a bummer, I guess. But this time, you know, we announced in news, in trailers, TV spots, whatever, that all these characters are coming together. Alan Grant, Dr. Ellie Sadler, Dr. Ian Malcolm, all doctors here, you know, Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum coming back to interact with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard and Clone Girl. Sorry, I don't know your name, but oh well, you're not listening. And if you are, welcome. So there was some genuine excitement. Did I have faith in this movie? No. No, not just personally, no. Did I think it was going to be great? No, I thought it was going to be fun, at the least. I wanted a dino good time. Some good, like, dinosaur action stuff. Maybe they could have an interesting story. There was promise. But amongst anything, I knew it had to be better than the last one, than Fallen Kingdom. Because Fallen Kingdom was just odd. Like, it started out real good, real promising as far as a Jurassic Park world movie went. You know, saving these dinosaurs on this volcanic island that's going to erupt and wipe them all out. You could have had a whole movie just about that, but instead it turned into like this whole thing where they had to get these dinosaurs to this haunted house and auction them off. And it was just a real goofy idea, I guess. I don't know. I think it could have worked if it didn't have Jurassic Park, Jurassic World slapped onto it. But whatever. Jurassic World Dominion had to be better than that, right? And they do at least set up what this movie's going to be in Fallen Kingdom. The dinosaurs get released, and they're amongst society. They're amongst the world. Finally, truly, Jurassic World exists not just within a theme park, but in reality. Our world is now Jurassic World. So coming into this movie, that was my thought and anticipation, was almost like a post-apocalyptic world in a sense. Like, dinosaurs have kind of taken over. People are in hiding or struggling to survive, maybe, or even just coexist with dinosaurs. Because it's just a big, big change. It should have been seen that way, at least in my regard, not normalized. And that's kind of what they do in Jurassic World Dominion. They kind of make dinosaurs equivalent to deer or bears or birds, you know, just kind of like common wildlife that can cause disruptions in society. You know, at the top of the movie, they mentioned something like, in the last year, there were recorded 36 deaths caused by dinosaurs, which, yes, indeed is tragic, but this is all fantasy, so why not up that? Why not make it more impactful? Hundreds, thousands even. These are just like little things I'm kind of like, huh, throughout while I'm watching it, backseat directing as I'm sitting in the theater. And I'll just say it up front because there's no way around it. You have a movie called Jurassic World, Jurassic World Dominion in that. Jurassic World Dominion in that. And it's within the Jurassic Park franchise. Dinosaurs. And this is supposed to be the final one. Well, at least that's how they're kind of making it out to be. The final one. Bringing all these old characters back to interact with the new ones. Dinosaurs. The plot doesn't have anything to do with dinosaurs. Not at all. I was talking to my brother, who didn't get to see it, at least at the time of this recording. And he didn't seem too keen on catching it right away, because he had feelings it was going to be junk. Well, he was accepting of a slight spoiler. I was like, what if I told you the plot wasn't about dinosaurs? He's like, huh, people then. I'm like, no, not people. He's like, oh, well, the military, because they've been hinting at that for the past couple movies. I'm like, no, not the military. He's like, huh, religion then? I'm like, not religion. What? Big locusts. Huh? Big locusts. How can you make the central plot of this dinosaur movie about big damn bugs? It just felt very odd. Now, granted, yes, these bugs were, you know, modified and had, pardon me, had Cretaceous period dino DNA in them. It just seemed like a weird choice. And they're going around the world eating up crops, and these crops are the food for animals. And it's basically going to start this, like, global starvation, except for this company, Biosyn, and their crops and their plants and their seeds. These locusts don't eat those. So it's almost like this guy's going to have a monopoly on the world's food supply. That's his evil James Bondian plan. But the problem is this isn't a Bond movie. This is a Jurassic Park movie, dinosaurs. So you had a concept that they could have ran with. Dinosaurs in society, in the world. Not only how do we coexist, but maybe how do we stop the human race from going extinct? And there could have been like a moral dilemma there. Like, who's going to go extinct, the human race or the dinosaurs? And the conflicts between that, between scientists and humanitarians and all these other characters that we have, the old characters and the new characters. There could have been a lot to do with all that. That would have been plenty. You could have wrapped up the story. But instead, they introduced bugs. And also within the last film, Fallen Kingdom, you introduced this clone character, Maisie. Now Owen and Claire have her in hiding. You know, they're trying to protect her because she's a clone, the first of its kind. And she's definitely being sought after, so they're keeping her hidden from whoever may be who might be looking for her. And she does get captured, and there's that subplot. Maybe that's even the main plot. It's hard to tell. They give equal time to both, and they're both kind of associated with each other because these locusts are destroying everything. This girl, this clone girl, gets captured, as well as the Raptor Blues baby, dubbed Beta, gets captured, and supposedly using their DNA, they might be able to stop this locust spread. At least that's another subplot in of itself. It's just odd choices, in my opinion, for a sixth and potentially final movie to be so focused on large insects and clone girl capture, as opposed to dinosaurs or people dealing with dinosaurs. Because that's what I said, I believe, in the Jurassic Park 3 episode. But along the way, these Jurassic Park movies have more and more and more been stepping away from the idea of humans and their characters and their beliefs and such dealing with dinosaurs. It's more about dinosaurs with people in it. You know what I mean? And it's definitely more like action, eye candy, popcorn movies, which is fine. It's fine. But the quality and storytelling has definitely waned over the series, in my opinion, once again. And it's just upsetting. And that's why I felt insulted. As a fan, and one who has just grown up with these movies and just wanting so much more than what we've been given is upsetting to me. And the plot, like I was saying, it insulted me. Not even that. I'll tell you what really insulted me. The legacy characters. Alan Grant, Ellie Sattler, Ian Malcolm. They get screen time. More than I thought, to be honest. But, you know, I've always been a big Alan Grant guy. And he's useless in this movie. He didn't have to be there. He's not essential. He's not part of the plot. But they try to pretend that he is. And he's almost in there as comedic relief. Almost, which is odd to think. And it really bothered me, just the way he was utilized in this movie. Ellie needs a witness to prove that this company Biosyn is behind this locust spread. She needs a witness, and she chooses him because people listen to him. And I'm like, and that's all the more that's all the more reason they give. And in my backseat, writing and directing, I'm like, why couldn't you have made it more like, you know, she's separated from her husband and always still had feelings for Alan Grant and just wanted to be a part of his life again, or maybe even vice versa. And she chose him because not only did she need a friend, but maybe she needed a person like him in her life once more. Like, put more focus on that. And there wasn't any of it. Same on his end. You know, he's still a paleontologist, still digging up dinosaur bones. And he kind of get hinted at. He definitely, by the end, he kind of flat out says it. He's not happy, and he doesn't want to dig dinosaur bones anymore. Why not focus more on that up front? Show he's unhappy. Show he's missing something in his life. And show how the spread of dinosaurs has affected his life. None of it. He's like almost a throwaway character. But he's in it a lot. It's kind of bothersome. Ian Malcolm, he's in there. He's great, actually. Jeff Goldblum is great. Some great funny lines, but some great moments as well. But he's a great example. Another reason why this movie insulted me. In all the promotional material, commercials, trailers, what have you, they have the best line of this movie in the trailer. And it's Jeff Goldblum when, I can't remember the name of the dinosaur, the Gigasaurus. It's a big, big, largest carnivore ever in the history of the world to ever walk the earth. It's the big bad dinosaur in this movie. And it stands and it roars. In the trailer, Jeff Goldblum says, bigger. Why do they always have to be bigger? Or always make them bigger? Whatever it is, I'm paraphrasing. Why do they always have to make them bigger? Great line. Not in the movie. What? They cut it from the movie. That's so strange. Also in the promotional material, we're seeing dinosaurs rule the earth in a sense. Or stampede around, at least. And there's a great shot of a T-Rex roaring in front of a drive-in movie screen. That's some good stuff. Not in the movie. They cut it out. They used it in all the promotional material. Come see this movie. You'll see shit like this. But you don't. I'm like, that pisses me off. that bothers me. And a lot of things like that bothered me. Something else that bothered me in this movie, not like an insulted me kind of thing. It's just kind of the way movies are nowadays, or at least a lot of them, especially these big blockbuster multi-million dollar movies. There's too much action. I love some action, but I also like to breathe too. Like, give me some time. There's just so much shit being thrown at the screen all the time. Like, as opposed to like developing the characters or the story, it's more time is focused on, you know, outrunning dinosaurs, which they paint in a very unrealistic fashion. Like, I buy it in the first Jurassic Park when two little kids kind of outmaneuver two velociraptors in a, you know, stainless steel kitchen. It makes sense. The way it was executed makes sense. I won't get into all the details of that, but seeing Claire, who's a former businesswoman turned, I guess, activist, can outrun dinosaurs I'm like, I don't believe it, man. Like, raptors chasing her, like, clipping at her heels, and she's outmaneuvering all of them. And then she fights, like, a, I don't know, some kind of, like, foreign spy, espionage action woman who has, like, crazy gadgets that can, like, not control raptors, but direct them where to attack. Claire takes this woman out. I'm like, come on. You're supposed to suspend my disbelief, not prove my disbelief. And this movie does that quite a bit. I did, as a joke, compared it to a hippopotamus shitting. Because when they shit, their tail wags back and forth to, like, spread it all over the place. It's like a sprinkler of poo. I said that as a joke, because not everything in this movie is bad. There is some good stuff. I mentioned some good character moments. There's a few, but there's some good stuff. Some of the dinosaur action is good. There's a scene where Claire kind of gets thrown out of this airplane, and she lands in the jungle, and she's crawling into, like, this pond with this dinosaur, like sniffing her out, trying to find her out and possibly attack her. It is a good scene, but it's not very suspenseful, like they're trying to make it, because of everything that's going on around it. Like I said, all the action, I like to breathe, you don't get a chance to breathe because there's so much shit going on, so therefore when suspenseful scenes come up, it loses its effect, at least in my opinion. You tired of me saying that? I'm going to keep saying it. So, like, there is some good stuff, and even, like, the finale, I suppose, is pretty good. At least it's entertaining. You get to see some good dino action. There's a couple new characters introduced in this movie. There's a pilot. Her name's Kayla Watts. She's great. And there's another character who's kind of in on taking down this Biosyn company and working with Ian Malcolm. His name is, like, Ramsey. Yeah. They were good. They were performed well. The characters didn't annoy me or anything, like some of the new characters did in the previous film. And so yeah, there's probably more highlights I'm not thinking of. But even, like I just mentioned, the finale is entertaining, but the finale is the same as the past few Jurassic Park movies. You got the big bad, you got a T-Rex that shows up, can't really beat the thing, something else comes in and helps, and the T-Rex takes it down. It's like the same thing. I'm like, I've seen this before, but it was better in the last movie, it was better in the movie before that. It might not have been better in the last movie, but it's just the same. And that's what I felt bored by this movie. It's a lot of the same, or a lot of stuff I've already seen in other movies, which is inevitable to happen in some regard. But the plot I found uninteresting. What you had our characters doing, I felt uninteresting, or I've seen it before, I've seen it done better. And that comes back to my overall opinion. This movie insulted me, because I expected more out of Jurassic World Dominion, being a part of Jurassic Park, and that lineage, and bringing back these characters. It felt like a cheap move almost, because you didn't really do anything with them. All these characters are related to dinosaur things. Utilize them in that regard. Utilize their history. Didn't do that. They instead decided to make it about bugs and world starvation and getting this clone girl to use her DNA to stop the locusts and stuff. And then by the end, it all wraps up and they're like, oh, we found out how to live amongst dinosaurs. We just decided to coexist. And I was like, huh? How? Like, nothing changed. They say in the movie, this has been an ongoing thing for 4 years. And that simple sentence resolves everything. Let's just coexist. Like, you could have said that sentence the first week 4 years ago. Like, nothing, like, you know what I mean? Like, nothing changed, because this movie wasn't about dinosaurs. There was no focus on how do we coexist with dinosaurs. And that should have been the driving force of this movie. And bringing back these characters, interacting with these new characters, and all of their respected histories with these different species of animals that are living on the earth. How do we coexist? Could have been a good character study, too. Could have been all sorts of things. Wasn't. It was about big bugs. Bothered me. Now, like I said, some people will like this movie. Some people like this more than previous Jurassic Park movies. Some people will see this as a satisfying end to this franchise. I do not. So much so that I felt the need to talk about it, to rant about it. And, I hope I didn't bother you by spitting in your ear this much and having you hear me complain. I would love to not complain, but that's just not the case. Once again, this is kind of a spoiler review, not kinda, totally. No preparation, just I'm literally walking and talking with my phone, talking to you, whoever you are. Hopefully you're not the actress who played the clone girl, because I don't know your name. But anyway, I'm curious to hear what you thought of Jurassic World Dominion. I'm curious to hear what Ben of the Brothers Movie Factory thought of Jurassic World Dominion. But until then, until I talk to him, and until the next episode, what do we do? I was going to close it out, but I forgot to mention, if you like this, you can go to Audio Boom and check out our other episodes. That's our main hub. Type in the Brothers Movie Factory, you'll find us. We're also on Twitter and Facebook and Spotify. Type in the Brothers Movie Factory. On Twitter, it's the Bros Movie Pod. But you can keep up to date on what we're watching each and every week or whenever we are able to post or discuss things. Go to Facebook and you'll see memes to what we're watching, as well as links to the things I just mentioned. So now I'll close it out. I'll pretend Ben is here in spirit. Until next time, brothers, brothers, brothers.